This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This show is brought to you by GoPays, providing accessible, affordable and inclusive digital financial services. All in one app. All also okay.
For our next story this hour, it is 7:07. You're with Kelvin and Hestril on Evening Edition. And we're talking about investing and some of the stumbling blocks for those doing it for the first time. So for me, when I first considered investing, I had really just basic questions like, can I do it and where to start? Because it can just get quite a bit intimidating. The barriers look high and the assumption is that you need a lot of savings and focus on building capital first. And that's the question of where.
Yeah, well, the usual place to start is the stock market because that's what we mostly associate investing with, right? But then as we read more, you find out that there's more to it. For one, there are different strategies and beliefs behind investigating to understand. And then there are the different kinds of options like unit trusts, property, gold, and even Legos.
That isn't even the end of it. On the surface, the basics of investing seem simple enough. Buy low and sell high. But what does that mean exactly and how do you calculate those values? So lots of questions for any first-time investor. Mm. And understandably so, because financial planning and literacy, both of these things are skills. One that we don't really get in school. So today, we're going to get some of those questions answered together with Jasmine Lee, Chief Marketing Officer of U-Mobile, and Wong Wei Yi, General Manager of FSM1. So first up, we're crossing over to Wei Yi, who will help us debunk some myths around financial investment. Wei Yi, thank you so much for joining us today. So right now, among working Malaysians, how many people actually have an investment portfolio of some kind?
I don't have an exact answer to this, but I guess the number of people having an investment portfolio should be quite small right now. And in fact, if we just look at our clientele, the number of clients we are serving right now, relative to the people who have active contributions to EPF, is just a small fraction. We're looking about 30 plus thousand accounts versus 7.6 million EPF active members as of end 2019. So there are probably more people who are invested with other platforms, but my sense is most people don't really have an investment portfolio of some kind right now.
In your experience, what are the usual stumbling blocks for first-time investors?
So for the first-time investors, sometimes they don't get a good investment experience, and that could boil down to a few reasons. One of it would be paying too high a fee. So I would really recommend investors to shop around before thinking which platform is good for them to buy their investment from. And also for new investors, they like to chase funds for their short-term performance. So instead of crafting a diversified portfolio, they will look at which fund has performed most impressively over the short term, and then they buy into these funds, end up buy it expensively and suffer from the subsequent fall.
And for people whose incomes are not on the higher end of the salary scale, putting money aside for savings often takes priority over investing. How would you respond to that?
I would say that it's good to have savings as your priority. One, whether you are earning on higher level salary scale or lower salary scale, you should first save first and then think of other things. But the next question is really how much savings is enough? So in the context of financial planning, we will advocate about 6 months of spending that you put aside for rainy days. So if you spend about $3,000 per month, you could put away $18,000 as your emergency savings. So having achieved that already, the next priority is how to use the rest of the monies to achieve a rate of return that is higher than savings. So this means investing should be the next priority.
FSM1 works with unit trusts in particular. Can you talk to us about the risk involved with this?
Yeah, we work with unit trusts in particular, although there are some other products we have on our platform like direct bonds as well as a service of managing portfolios for our clients. But for most of the investors, I think unit trust is certainly easier to understand and deploy. There are a number of risks involved with investing in unit trusts. I'll just highlight a few. And the number one risk I would like to highlight is that your capital is not guaranteed. But within the range of funds, there are some of lower risk, some of the higher risk. One of the products that I will usually highlight to investors who are just starting out is to start with the lower risk products like money market funds. For example, fund managers will gather your monies, right, to put into fixed D. As an individual, how much can you get when you place a fixed D? 2%? 2% plus? But can you imagine if you are a fund manager who deploys hundreds of millions into fixed D, the rate that they are getting will be more attractive compared to an individual. So even after fees, the investors can get higher yields. Then from there, you can progress to other products that are more risky and entails fund managers buying into equities. For example, a technology fund. Okay, over the past few months, since March, you can make about 30-40% in technology equity funds. But this fund is highly volatile. So when it plunges, it will also go down quite a significant bit. For investors who wants to know, have a feel of how would the risk rating be like for each of these funds, one good indicator would be to visit our website, look out for the risk rating. So from there, you get a sense that zero-rated funds, they are not risk-free, but they are least risky within the products on our platform. Whereas on the other hand, funds with risk rating of 10, they will be the most volatile.
When it comes to building an investment portfolio, how much money can you start with?
It may be a misconception if someone thinks that you need a lot of money to build a portfolio. You can start off with $1,000. You can start with the foundation, have a safe fund first, like I mentioned earlier on, money market fund or some bond funds. And then when you save enough for the next $1,000, you can look for a more aggressive fund, diversified global equity or Asian equity fund. Then if you have one more $1,000, you can decide where you want to put it. Do you want to put it into some technology fund or some single country fund? So in the sense of building an investment portfolio, you can start off with any sum. Okay, so you can start off with 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. And subsequently, when the portfolio gets bigger, then you have a look and see how you should better arrange the portfolio to make it more robust. Even for investors who don't have $1,000 to start off with, they can also look at some of the regular savings plan. They can just start from 100 ringgit per month. So pick a globally diversified fund, put in 100 ringgit per month, and that's how you can build up your portfolio over time.
And how much knowledge do you need to have about markets and investing?
To start investing, you probably still need some knowledge, but just some. You can visit our website, fsm1.com.my, for more information. You can read about the investment basics. You can look at some of the products we have online. But I guess the best learning experience one would go through, although some may say that it's not a prudent way to start your investment experience, is to really put some money into the products. Usually when you have some money in the products, you tend to follow the development in the markets more closely. And from there, you kickstart your journey about investment.
So as you mentioned at the start of the show, there's this perception that investing is an intimidating process. How are companies working to change that?
I'm not sure what is the intimidating portion. Is it like chances of losing money? Or is it the transactional process that is very complicated? But I recall when I started investing 20 years ago, the intimidating part was really meeting bankers and wealth consultants, because I'm worried whether they will laugh at me because I only had a few thousand dollars to start with. So with regards to that, I guess now with fintech platforms coming out, transactional process becomes easier and investors don't really have to meet anyone to start their investment. The experience of buying a fund on the platform, most of the fintech platforms right now, is not that different from how shoppers would do their shopping on Lazada or Shopee. So I think the environment now is that it is a much less intimidating process.
Why is it important to have a clear picture of what you're investing in, and how does FSM One assist with that?
If you do not have a good plan on how you're going to invest, chances are you will fall prey to greed and fear, the biggest enemy to investing, in my opinion. So when markets are rising, you will be chasing it. And when markets fall, you panic and sell everything. So instead of buying investment on the low and selling it high, fear and greed will cause you to do the opposite. So in this aspect, FSM One can help investors on that. First, we have a lot of research materials online for you to assess the markets, whether it is cheap or expensive. There are also tools for you to do some historical backtest about the performance of various funds and how to construct a portfolio. Second, FSM One has a wide range of investment products for you to build a diversified portfolio that will be more resilient to market cycles. And lastly, of course, if you need help, you can still call us or email us. We have a team of salaried staff who will guide you in your investment journey. And after that, it's just a matter of continuous learning online and fine-tuning your portfolio. I always believe that everyone should learn the fundamentals of investment and be clear about how you're going to invest your money, because I don't think no one should be more interested in your financial well-being than yourself.
Wei, on that note, thanks so much again for speaking with us. That was Wong Wei Yi, General Manager at FSM One Malaysia. After this, we'll be crossing over to Jasmine Lee from U-Mobile to talk about how investing can be made accessible and seamless. Stay tuned for that. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned for more insights on GoPays, a universal e-wallet, all in one app. Also, okay.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
We're back with more from GoPays, all in one app. Also, okay.
It's the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Hezrael. It's 7:19, and earlier we spoke with Wong Wei Yi from FSM One Malaysia about some of the myths that people have about investments. And we're now crossing over to Jasmine Lee, Chief Marketing Officer at U-Mobile.
Yep, so U-Mobile has collaborated with FSM One Malaysia to create a more seamless and accessible investment process on their GoPays e-wallet. She'll be telling us more about that. Jasmine, thanks for being with us today. So first, I would imagine that for folks who are nervous about investing, having a smooth user process is also very important. Can you walk us through that?
So within the U-Mobile base, I feel that we are very used to buying things digitally. So from a telco perspective, the users are buying their SIM cards, their games, their content, all digitally, and there are no qualms about it. As long as we create a user journey that is very similar to any e-commerce experience that they go through, so it is not a very difficult process. The first hurdle to cross for this is more about educating them that it is possible to do it online. It's possible to do it through your e-wallet, which is our GoPays wallet. And how do you educate yourself about the knowledge of investing? The beauty of this collaboration is we created bite-sized investments. So anything that starts from 100 ringgit per month or 100 ringgit per purchase, so that really cuts down the barrier of entry. And in Malaysia, I feel that the addressable market is huge because the M40s, I feel, are very neglected, or they didn't know that they can afford to do investments. So what we did from a accessibility point of view and affordability is make it very easy for them to go in between platforms. So we feature FSM One on our GoPays wallet, and everything is clickable and buyable through the GoPays wallet. So we also give links and also the EDM information on what are the funds featured this month or this week, or what are the up-and-coming funds that are interesting for different appetite of investments. So all these things you can self-educate and go through that journey on your own.
Could you perhaps describe what that looks like on the GoPays app?
So currently, the journey for us is, as long as you have a GoPays wallet, the services portion is featured on the opening screen of the wallet, and you can just click on it and you will see Wealth there straight away. So when you click on Wealth, the basic wallet gives you a size of 2,999 ringgit. So if you need to invest in Wealth, you need to upgrade your wallet to the 5,000 ringgit wallet, and then you go through some KYC registration on the FSM platform. So it is pretty easy, just like registering for a maybe a loan or a credit card online. So it is not that intimidating. So right after that, a lot of things that you can already auto-provision, maybe something like a recurring investment. So if you want a 500 ringgit recurring investment every month. You just put it in the wallet and ensure that every month you have enough balance to just take and invest in that fund without you needing to remember it. Or you can just do a one-time purchase of any of the funds that is available on FSM1.
And how did this collaboration with FSM1 come about?
So this is an interesting question. So when we started the GoPays wallet, our main objective was to create an ecosystem or a platform where users can have access, easy access to affordable financial services. We noticed that out there in the market, most of the financial services, from insurance to remittance, forex to wealth, a lot of it is still extremely cash-based or very traditional channel-based. So creating this new digital channel, we open up another channel for people to access to financial services. But what we wanted to do is also create affordable financial services. So we have life insurance from 5 ringgit, 10 ringgit, and 13 ringgit. And just now I mentioned that wealth products from 100 ringgit every transaction. So that really is the gist of the platform. So then we started looking for partners that are able and digitally driven to be able to deliver this kind of products. So FSM1 was the perfect partner because they already have a very robust digital platform that delivers all these wealth products. On top of that, the range that they have in terms of the number of unit trusts, equity-related products are all there. Also, the website is very well populated in terms of the content and education on how do you invest, what are the risks that you go through. So if a person is very digitally savvy, like our mobile subscribers, it's very easy for them to do it on their own. So we felt that this is a good match between us and FSM1. So I hope moving forward, we can create more accessibility and more mobile app-driven kind of a push to drive more purchase of wealth products.
Jasmine, thanks so much for speaking with us today. That was Jasmine Lee, Chief Marketing Officer at U Mobile. And earlier, we spoke with Wong Wee Yi, General Manager at FSM One Malaysia. And we've been talking about myths surrounding investing and how that process can be made more affordable, inclusive, and accessible. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
This show has been brought to you by GoPays. All in one app. All are so okay.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.